certain indications coming from inside the plant that they believe there will be possibly another 30 on top of that here on short-term, fixed-term contracts, so therefore wouldn't be eligible for redundancy, the fears are for those jobs.
The Maidenhead Precision Engineering plant was recently bought out by a Waterford-based engineering firm, and one of the things you're trying to ensure is that pre-existing deals that had been made are enforced by the new owners, and there's a question mark over whether that will happen.
Well, it no longer is a question mark over it. The company have indicated to local politicians on Friday that they didn't believe there was any existing agreements to be honoured under collective bargaining, and therefore they'd be having no discussion, no negotiations or consultations with the trade union movement, which have been there now some 35 years.
Is it a source of annoyance to you that the management are willing to meet a political party but won't meet with the workers' union representatives?
Well, let me say, I mean, for MLAs to get involved now in industrial relations is somewhat unusual. However, I fully accept that they believe they need to be looking into that end of it as well, on the basis that the company up to and including this minute are still ignoring the trade union. So therefore, any mediation is sort of good on our part.
How close do you believe you are to a ballot on potential industrial action?
It would be our intention to be meeting with the workforce and the workforce representatives, a number of who were sacked on Friday. They were the first ones selected for redundancy. That itself is now causing grave concern in that it appears that the union members and the union jobs are the ones that are being targeted. Are we likely to go to industrial action very quickly? I would suggest to you that would be the case.